Shmuel Aleph Perek Zion. This perek relates the final returning of the Aaron and Klal Yisrael's tshuva and the ridding of the Plishtim from Eretz Yisrael. The Navi is still discussing what had happened with the Aaron after the Plishtim returned it to Yisrael. The Aaron was returned to Kiryas Yarim, to the house of Abinadab. His son Eliezer had guarded the Aaron. The Aaron was in Kiryas Yarim for 20 years, and at that time all Yisrael was drawn after it, as it says in Pasuk Beis, Vayinu Kol Beis Yisrael Acharei Hashem. All of Yisrael was drawn after Hashem. The Parshas and Neviim explain it was 350 years since the time of Yehoshua. Now we see the Navi express the greatness of Yisrael's desire to come close to Hashem on a national level. This was all accomplished under the leadership of Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel implores Yisrael, if they return to Hashem with sincere desire, Hashem will save them from the Plishtim. Am Yisrael, listen to Shmuel's advice. Shmuel now gathers all of Yisrael in order to daven for them. It is the job of the true tzaddikim to pray for Yisrael and go to bat for them at a time of need. In Pasuk Hey, it says this, as Shmuel says, I will pray for you, I will pray to Hashem for you. In Pasuk Vav, through Pasuk Yadalit, Klal Yisrael continue to do tshuva. Shmuel urges Yisrael to continue to doing tshuva. Shmuel brought a korban ola, elevation offering to Hashem, and continues to daven on behalf of Yisrael. Hashem answers Shmuel's tefillah and delivers the Plishtim into the hands of Yisrael. The Plishtim were weakened and no longer remained in Eretz Yisrael. And Pasuk Hezbav, through Pasuk Yud Zion, it says, Vayishpot Shmuel es Yisrael kol yimei chayav. And Shmuel judged Klal Yisrael all the days of his life. Shmuel will travel yearly around Eretz Yisrael, judging Klal Yisrael, then return home to Ramah and continue judging Klal Yisrael. Shmuel built an altar for Hashem there. And that's the end of the perek. As we see in this perek, Shmuel urged Klal Yisrael to do tshuva, prayed for them, and then went around judging them. The Sfarim HaKadoshim explain it's the duty of the true tzaddikim to give up their lives for Klal Yisrael. While many people would have written off the Jewish people, it's precisely the tzaddikim who search out each and every good quality of every single Jew. This is what is meant by judging them. Shmuel judged every Yid favorably, showing them their inner beauty. It's explained the sicker the person, the greater the doctor needed. The sicker the person, the greater the tzaddik that is needed, just like Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi was able to be Dorish told, find the good in even the lowest Jew by expressing belief in Yisrael on a national level and an individual level. Thank you very much for listening and have a wonderful day.